We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Also, Bobby Bonilla Day, which, when did that get old for you, Jeff? When you saw at midnight the first person to tweet out Happy Bobby Bonilla Day?
Yeah, about 6:30 today got old, but it is still amusing and amazing.
For the record, that is not the Mets deal that Bonilla signed to leave Pittsburgh. It's the deal that the Mets signed him to come back in his mid-30s and be a part of their team in the late 90s. It ended with him playing cards in the clubhouse at the end of the year with Ricky Henderson while the Mets, like, folded. Ended poorly, like the first contract with the Mets, and, deferred payment. $1 million and change a year until what, 2031, is it? 2035?
35.
Oh, God. Our next guest is, honestly, I think one of the best baseball insiders in America. He's broken a ton of stories. Many of them involve the Pirates. MLB insider from FanSided, Robert Murray, is back with us here on The Fan. Robert, what do you think happens with Brian Reynolds? He had that big three home run game this week, and people in your line of work went nuts on Twitter. When is Brian Reynolds getting traded? Who would be in the market for him? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Brian Reynolds is going to end up being one of the more coveted guys on the trade market this year, and that's been the case in previous years as well. There were a few teams who tried to get him last year. The Padres loved him, but the asking price for a guy like Reynolds naturally is very high, and I would expect the Padres, who need outfield help again, to be in the market. I think the Yankees make a whole lot of sense. Like, there's a wide majority of teams that are going to express interest, but my insight right now that I've heard is that the Pirates are not looking to trade him. They will listen. That's what any good team does, but I don't think he is going to be on the move before the trade deadline, and I think he ends the year in Pittsburgh.
Robert, overall, what feeling do you get on whether or not Brian Reynolds would sign a long-term deal here or eventually gets traded?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think they ended up doing a good thing by avoiding going to arbitration with him. And they agreed to a multi-year deal, so they don't even have to worry about that next year. And re-signing Key Brian Hayes to a record-setting contract of $70 million is going to look good to him. I think that's a question that we're not going to know the answer to for some time, but I think that they're going to have a very real chance of being able to do so if the opportunity presents itself, which it might in the next year or 2 years.
Robert, you said that there's this astronomical asking price, or at least there was last year with Reynolds. What do you think that is? You know, when the Padres get shot down, no, we're keeping Brian Reynolds. What do you think is the ask from the Pirates in a situation like this?
Yeah, so I'll stick with the Padres on this one. So last year there was a report from Bob Nightingale of USA Today that the Pirates asked the Padres for a couple of their top 10 prospects, and I think they were like in the numbers 6 or 7 range. And I was told definitively like the asking price was significantly more than that. And then I asked somebody, is it Mackenzie Gore, who is their top prospect?
Having a hell of a year
San Diego.
Now.
Yeah, he's having a great year, and I was told that it was even more than Mackenzie Gore. If that's any indication of what they're looking for, like they're looking for a lot, and that's why I think it's so unlikely that he's moved, because he's controllable, he's cheap, he's young, and they can ask for the moon, and they're in a position of leverage right now in trade talks. And if somebody blows their socks out of the water with an offer, then you take it. But I just don't know if any team is going to do that at this point quite yet.
Robert, is a consensus on Reynolds that, you know, there's been enough. I know some fans early in the season when Reynolds struggled, like, oh, they found a hole or the league has punched back, but he's stormed back now. Is Reynolds a guy that you think for a decade is going to be a guy that at least you're in the discussion with as being an all-star year in, year out?
I think that's absolutely right. I think he's got that kind of ability. And, yeah, he started slow, but he's quickly quieted those concerns. And Pittsburgh, like Pirates people, absolutely rave about his abilities. And, like, they had no concerns whatsoever internally that he would bounce back. It was just a slow start. And I think a big playing factor in that was the circumstances that we faced coming into this year. We're having the lockout, and it was a ramped up spring training, and there was a good amount of players who struggled coming into this year.
Mm-hmm.
But all good players like find a way to bounce back, and he's done just that. And I'll tell you, it's not just Reynolds in Pittsburgh, but it's like they got a really nice looking core there. I've heard a lot of praise, both internally and externally, that they have a really good thing going on there.
Robert Murray, one of the best baseball insiders, he's broken a ton of Pirate stories in the last year, is with us here on 93.7 The Fan. If there's a team that might succumb to external or internal pressure to, as you put it, blow the Pirates' socks off in the water, do you think that the Yankees would be inclined to do that, Robert?
You know, I had somebody who is very smart in baseball text me the other day. Can you imagine if the Yankees traded for Brian Reynolds? And like, he floated a package out to me of Anthony Volpe, who's their star shortstop prospect, their number five prospect, and then a couple other players. One of them was Aaron Hicks going to Pittsburgh for Reynolds. And it's just like, I wonder, but at the same time, the Yankees have shown no willingness whatsoever to part with Volpe. Like, they think that guy is going to be a generational talent, and I would highly doubt they look to move him. But if there is a team that would do it, or that I could see doing it, it would be the Padres, just because AJ Preller operates unlike anybody in baseball. Like, if he wants a player, he goes out and gets them. And they have a huge need in center field. So I wouldn't put it past AJ Preller to do it. I just think it's, at this point, unlikely. But we have a month until the deadline, yep. And boy, deadlines spur action. I'm a huge believer in that.
For the majority of most of our listeners' lifetimes, July has been okay. Let's see what the Pirates can get for some of their veterans. Sadly, Jose Quintana, is he the guy that might have some value, or is there anyone else, even himself included, that's going to draw you much of anything that could help you in the future?
Yeah, so Quintana is a very intriguing piece on the trade market, and it's a situation that looks a lot like Tyler Anderson last year, as they signed into a cheap contract.
Yep.
And he's exceeded expectations. And they're going to be operating, I think, in that same position where you can wait until the coming days and just try to get the best offer possible and then sell him off. Or you could even try to re-sign him in the offseason if you don't trade him. But I think that scenario is really unlikely. I think he'll end up getting the Pirates a nice return. And then you have a guy like David Bednar, who he's obviously dealing with a back injury now. But if he returns and he can prove that he can stay healthy, then he becomes a pretty intriguing trade piece. But I think Jose Quintana is numero uno.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm the most likely players to be moved.
Would you describe Robert Murray, great MLB insider, their interest in trading Bednar, the closer? Is it similar to what you said about Reynolds? They're not looking to trade him?
Yeah, I think Dallas could end up being a case where they listen again. He's having a career year, and I think he's more likely to go than Reynolds, but I wouldn't put it in the likely category. I'd put it in probably like the medium category of in terms of being like possibility. But I'll tell you, Bednar, he's probably going to end up being one of the top relievers in the market this year. There's a lot of arms. There's a lot of good arms. But he's shown that he can be a very good arm, and he's controllable too, which teams love that. And the Pirates can sell high on him and maybe get an absolute haul in return for it too.
Robert, I know you cover the entire of MLB. Like, so the Pirates may not be high on the list because of their record, especially over the last few years. But you mentioned this earlier, but is there discussion or is there some scuttlebutt now of like, hey, O'Neill Cruz, Jack Sawinski, Ronzi Contreras, like they've got some guys that can make a core. This team might be dangerous here in a couple of years.
No, that's exactly the case. And I cannot tell you how many evaluators I've heard that from in, let's say, like the last 2 or 3 months, is that like the new era of the Pirates is finally arriving. And the thing is like it's going to get even better in the next couple of years, is they got some prospects in the minors who there's a lot of scouts who are high on them. They got Burroughs, the pitcher. I had somebody tell me that he's the Pirates' best arm, and
wow,
he's lived up to that billing. And he looks
better than Priester.
Like a stud. That was what the evaluator – actually, he said he was the most underrated player in their system. I don't want to say the best, but, like, Priester's good, very good, don't get me wrong, but – Burroughs is going to end up being a player to watch there. As you mentioned, Priester, they got a lot of guys in Pittsburgh, and it's like we're at the point now where Reynolds, like, you got to evaluate Reynolds with this current group of prospects and also the guys that are just coming up now. If you can be competitive in, let's say, 2 years or so, and Reynolds is going to be a significant part of that. And I think it's now it's almost time to start like trying to build that team so it's ready, and it's pretty close. Like, give it 2 years and I think the Pirates have a legitimate chance of being a wild card team, and we'll see where the Brewers and Cardinals are, because it seems like they're always competitive, but I wouldn't put it past the Pirates to be a wild card team in a couple of years.
Wow, that's reassuring to Pirates fans. Robert, how about we'll get you out on this one. O'Neill Cruz taking baseball by storm. Teams have tried to lock up players very early on. Do you see the potential there for a Pirates long-term deal with Cruz even right now?
I would be pretty surprised by that, if we're being honest. I think Cruz has the ability he's got the potential to be like a multi, like $100 million player. Like, he's that good, and he's that revered already in baseball circles. And I don't see him doing one of those deals like Key Brian Hayes did. I could be wrong, but my early read is that he will not be doing a deal quite like what Key Brian Hayes did.
Robert, where can people get your stuff, man?
You can find me on fansided.com. You can also listen to me on the Baseball Insiders podcast because I'm always dropping insight like this.
Where's that? Anywhere podcasts are?
Yeah, you can find it on Spotify. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Apple.
Nice.
And all that good stuff. I appreciate you letting me plug that.
You bet, Robert. That's why we had you on, brother. Thank you so much.
My guy, I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Some good stuff there from Robert.
So he's saying that last year at this time, the Padres wanted Reynolds and offered up a pitcher named Mackenzie Gore. Now, I get it. People here aren't following baseball closely, at least the vast majority. Let me tell you about this guy for a second, Jeff. Going into last year, he was ranked the 10th overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball. This year at 23 years old with the Padres, he's 4-3 with a 3.34 ERA. And Robert just said the Pirates wanted Gore and then some. Dude, I am not pro trading Reynolds, but when I've talked to people that are, that's exactly the kind of deal they want back. 23-year-old who is now already at the big league level, who has showed ace-like skills already.
Their scouts may not be as high on him and may not have expected the year that he's having.
But baseball was high on this dude.
I am not for trading Reynolds at all.
Yeah, me neither. I like what he said there, and I'm happy that he said it that way, that he thinks there's a better chance they trade Bednar, because I have been pounding that Pirates drum for the last couple of weeks. It is so easy to find ninth inning guys, even in a small marketplace like this. In fact, I've got the Pirates diehards who get in touch with me saying things like, De Los Santos looks pretty good. Maybe he could be a closer someday. Have you seen him the last couple of games? So I get it. The guy grew up here and his family's probably listening. And I've already had people tell me that they don't like me because I've been so pro trading Bednar. But that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to split your family up because I'm a jerk. I just think it's what's in the best interest of the Pirates, to be frank with you, Jeff.
Closers are, it is a position where you can find guys.
And if you're ticketed to lose 90 plus games, how important is a closer on a team like that?
And I think the same thing with Reynolds. Like, if that trade comes along, like, and somebody just feels that Bednar is that piece and we need to get that and we're willing to pay almost anything.
Well, you got O'Neill Cruz for Tony Watson, so you kind of go off of that. Not that those trades come around every year, but you traded a reliever and you got a guy who now Chris Mueller is saying will be better than Andrew McCutchen. Which I knew Mulsey had a million things going on his last day here because he was thinking about Alex giving birth to their second son the next day. But I still don't know if that excuses that take.
I'm going to go with that excuses that take.
You think when he gets back from paternity leave, I need to sit his ass down again and be like, all right, now that life is slowed down a little bit, do you still feel that way?
Question.
Yeah.
I thought Robert Murray, it means nothing to him to say whatever he wants about the Pirates. And the fact that he said that he thinks in the next couple of years they could be in the postseason.
And that's him.
This is legit.
Right. And that's him hearing it from people in baseball who don't work for the Pirates.
Right.
I think that's key.
Right. Other people, other scouts, other front office people.
He's
that are
not
saying
bumping into
legit.
Greg Brown in the press box and he's saying, look out, Robert, here they come, the battling buckos. No, I agree with you on that. Jeff, I've done, I was really muted. I was not saying much about the Pirates early in the year because, frankly, there wasn't really much to say. Most of the young guys weren't here yet. They weren't a good team. Really, like, the extent of me being interested in the Pirates, as far as what they were doing night to night, was, did Mitch Keller pitch like crap again? If he did, that sucks. If not, well, maybe there's something encouraging there. And now that Sawinski's up and he's played so well out of nowhere and Cruz has made some of these marvelous plays and you see what's at AA and AAA, I'm with Robert. You start to think that even 2 years from now, they can be a really good team again.
And I saw it. I mean, I was in Altoona Wednesday. I saw Malinsky pitch.
Did you see this Burroughs guy that he's talking about?
I did, earlier in the month, earlier in June.
And?
You know, I'm a little concerned because he throws it a little army. Like, he's almost like a position player throwing that could create some injury issues in the future, but the guy has command.
Is he a power guy or command guy?
He's got some power, but it's more about him figuring out his changeup, and now he's able to throw his changeup whenever he wants. And Carmen's a guy who, like I said, just throws it hard, easily.
Ken Carmen?
Not Ken Carmen.
Carmen Modlinski.
Yes.
Okay.
Him. I'm sure Ken Carmen can throw it hard.
Man, they had some Polish assassins at AA to start the year, huh?
It did.
Sawinski, Wodzinski.
and who are they facing on
Nagowski.
Wednesday? Nagowski. The big Nagowski at a homer. But, you know, you got Henry Davis. Gonzalez is hurt. I mean, they've got some guys down there. And obviously Quinn Priester is another one that's starting to find it after he was out, missed the first 2 months with injury.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecol, and around every corner, Nemecol and creates real life magic for guests. So, yeah, it's optimism, and it's coming from outside of Pittsburgh. It's not coming from people that have big vested interest in them winning. Jeff, I said I turned on Good Morning Football today, and they were talking Steelers on July 1st.
As they should be.
And they said something about the Steelers today that, as someone like yourself that has been around them for all of rookie camp, OTAs, and mini camp, I want to ask you next if you agree with this assessment of them right now. But first, we got to get a Steiny headline in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.